and no one else was standing because they had all
had some places set seats.
They'd all done what? They'd all what down?
Sat down.
Okay. And something baked, kind of like a fruit pie. Oh, it's got so, maybe it's made out of apples, and it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough in it. You call that a? It's like an apple pie, sort of, but it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough in it.
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of a cobbler or apple slum?
Yes, yeah, peach cobbler. I heard it called peach cobbler.
Uh-huh. You make those? Or?
No, I don't make them.
What about a deep dish apple pie or a family pie? Do you ever hear that?
No.
And if you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was
molded or runny.
And if you let milk sit and it gets kind of thick, you call it
sour.
Or
clabbered.
Okay. What can you make with the clabbered?
We can cook cornbread with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you, if you got the cream still on, you can use a churn and make butter out of it.
Did you ever hear of making some kind of cheese?
No. But I guess you can, because they make cheese. I don't know what they make it from.
Did your parents ever make cheese?
No, no.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurities out? You have to
boil it.
Or if you were pouring it through a real fine cloth, you'd say you
strain
were
it.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no, thank you, I don't.
I believe I need one of that today.
Huh?
No, thanks, I don't believe I want to eat any of that today.
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
leftovers.
Or what's been done to it?
Weed and leftovers tonight for supper.
Okay. Did you ever say it's been head over or warmed up?
Warmed up or not? Warmed up.
Uh-huh. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
You say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck and he couldn't what it?
Swallow it.
Huh?
Swallow it. He got choked on it.
And what would you call them? Peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you raise yourself?
Vegetable.
Any special name for them if you grew them yourself?
No, I just call them vegetables. You raise our own vegetables this year.
Okay, and you'd raise them in a
garden or a truck patch.
What's the difference between a garden and a truck patch?
Well, it's mostly the same thing, but it's just a garden mostly a little smaller than a truck patch.
Does the stuff you raise in a truck patch, do you eat it yourself or sell it?
We both, you eat it and sell it for yourself in the truck patch. Mostly raising your garden, you're raising it for yourself, not to sell.
And something that people eat for breakfast, just white, that eat it?
Oh, grits, cereal.
Okay. And something that's made out of corn.
Corn flakes. It's corn flakes, I believe.
Something that you take corn and soak it in lye and get the outside off it.
The huff, or I guess the huff.
Well, what do you call it then after that's been done to it?
Don't they make lye corn out of it?
Okay. Did you ever see anyone make that?
I never saw anyone make, but I have seen some.